When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's who stood out on day 9 of 49ers training camp. Keep in mind, Brandon Ayuk watched while drinking water in the shade. Interpret that as you will. The good, free safety Jair Brown. He recorded 2 interceptions on passes thrown by Brock Purdy. More on him in a minute. First, Brown caught an overthrown pass that was tipped by Ricky Pearsall. More on him in a minute, too. Then Brown covered Deebo Samuel man-to-man, jumped his route, and stepped right in front of Purdy's pass over the middle. Interception number 2. Brown might be the training camp MVP. He's a freaking stud. Defensive tackle Jordan Elliott. He recorded at least 3 sacks and lots of pressures today. He was by far the most disruptive defensive tackle on the field, and that's no knock on Javon Hargrave or Malik Collins. They were good today as well. Elliott simply is bigger and more imposing. Wide receiver Deebo Samuel. He had his best day of training camp. First, he burned Diamondor Lenore with the fade route up the sideline to catch a 40-yard pass from Brock Purdy. No big deal. In addition, Samuel repeatedly ran for big gains on end-arounds and swing routes. He still isn't the best route runner. He couldn't beat the starting free safety one-on-one today. But he seems faster than he has been in years. He's going to have an excellent season. Wide receiver Trent Taylor. He beat both Isaac Yiadom and Diamondor Lenore during one-on-one drills. Taylor isn't a particularly good player in games, per se, but he's a training camp Hall of Famer. Look for the Niners to put him on their practice squad. Cornerback Renardo Green. He beat Deebo Samuel during one-on-one drills. Samuel ran a deep out route and created 0 separation from Green. To be fair, Samuel never creates separation when he runs out routes. Still, Green rarely gives up separation to anyone. And when he gets beat, he's usually close enough to contest the catch. Tight end Braden Willis. He made a diving catch on the final play of practice. It was 4th and 5. Brandon Allen scrambled out of the pocket to his right and fired 15 yards downfield to Willis, who had to lay out to catch the ball. He's a natural receiver who absolutely will make the 53-man roster. The not so good. Quarterback Brock Purdy. He threw 2 beautiful deep passes, 1 to Deebo Samuel down the sideline and 1 to Chris Conley up the seam. These were 2 of Purdy's best deep passes of camp. But he also threw 2 interceptions and now has thrown 9 picks in 9 practices.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
First pick was a slightly errant pass into a tight window for Ricky Pearsall, who was bracketed by Diamondor Lenore and Jair Brown. Purdy's pass tipped off Pearsall's fingertips and landed in Brown's arms. To be fair, Brandon Ayuk probably would have made that catch because he has much longer arms than Pearsall. So this interception wasn't terrible, but the second one was. On the second pick, Purdy made a bad decision and predetermined to throw to Deebo Samuel, who wasn't open. Jair Brown ran his route for him. So Purdy ended up throwing the ball directly to Brown, who was right in front of him. Purdy says he benefits from throwing interceptions in training camp because he learns what he can and can't do. Hopefully today he learned not to force passes to Pearsall in traffic and not to throw to Samuel unless he's open. Wide receiver Ricky Pearsall. He did not participate in one-on-ones, but did participate in 11-on-11s and was underwhelming. He made a 10-yard catch when he ran a quick slant and beat Isaac Yiadom, who was playing 10 yards off the line of scrimmage. Pearsall still hasn't shown that his route running translates to the NFL. He does not create as much separation as I expected he would, unless he's facing Isaac Yiadom. Cornerback Tre'Varius Ward. He went through the motions. He didn't give his best effort. He let Frank Darby run right by him for a deep touchdown catch during one-on-ones. Then he committed a pass interference penalty against Deebo Samuel on 2nd and 20 during a move the ball drill. Automatic first down. Ward is the best player on the field when he wants to be. Today, he didn't want it. Cornerback Diamador Lenore. He never gets beaten handily, but he still struggles to break up contested catches because he's a smaller cornerback. Today, he gave up a 40-yard catch up the sideline to Samuel and a 15-yard catch over the middle to Chris Conley. On both plays, Lenore had great coverage. He simply couldn't make a play on the ball. That's his limitation. Linebacker Ezekiel Turner. He knocked Jordan Mason to the ground at the end of a play. A big no-no during training camp. Mason immediately popped back up, ran over to Turner, and shoved him to the ground from behind. An eye for an eye. Tight end Cam Latsu. He did not participate in practice. He seems injured again, which is bad news for his career, which is hanging by a thread. It seems like he simply doesn't have what it takes to play in the NFL. Whenever he catches the ball, defensive players all yell to punch it out because they seem to know he can't hang on to it. He's not going to make this team.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.